Americans were shocked. Shocked this week when New York Congressperson Chris Collins was indicted on charges of insider trading. Or were they? Let's play it again for old time's sake with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
So is it any surprise that Americans think there's lots of corruption in Congress?
No surprise at all. 72% of Americans, when we last asked it, said that corruption was widespread in the U.S. government. It's a question we've asked for a number of years. And we also asked that exact same wording in a number of other countries around the world. And guess what? That 72% is 2 points higher than Russians. 70%, when we interviewed them last year, said corruption was very widespread in that country. The most corrupt country of the countries that are members of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, more developed countries, is Italy. 84% of residents there say that corruption is very widespread. But let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Just for comparison, Sweden, 16%, New Zealand, 16%, Denmark, 17%, Norway, 18%, Finland, 19%. So you can see the U.S. is well above the median in terms of Americans perceiving, as they have for a number of years now, that corruption is widespread in their government.
In what esteem is Congress as a body held by Americans?
Oh, it's in the teens. Doesn't seem to move out of that category. Somewhere between 15 and 20% is what we've been reading. One of the reasons that it's so low is that Republicans rate it low. They're a little higher than Democrats, but given that they control both houses, the fact that Republicans typically come in at just about 30% approval is one of the reasons the overall approval is down. Typically, historically, when both houses of Congress are controlled by one party, members of that party or people who identify with that party nationwide are more positive, but not so now. A clear majority of Republicans still say yick or negative when we ask them whether or not they approve of Congress.
What are Americans' main expectations of government?
One is, not a shock, Americans clearly say that something should be done about government. Somehow we've got to get better people running for Congress. It's held in such low esteem. Somehow we've got to have more activity, more compromise. All of the above come through very strong in our data. Government is just sick, according to the average American. Second, infrastructure. Now, that's not something that's very controversial. President Trump says we need to improve infrastructure. Congress people say we need to improve infrastructure, but go back to my point number one, they can't get anything done on it. And meanwhile, Americans are sitting back here saying, spend $1 trillion with the T. We will approve it. Americans want improvements in infrastructure. Congress can't get around to doing it. And third, the thing I think that comes through in the data is anything connected with jobs. Even though right now we are in a time of low unemployment, things are looking good as far as the current job market is concerned. Americans are very worried about jobs in the future. Job retraining scores extremely high, worries about artificial intelligence, what's going to be done in the future. Americans want their government to be looking at that going forward. And even things like guaranteeing parental leave or providing childcare at workplaces, that scores very high with Americans as well. So anything connected with the workplace is something that Americans want their government to be focused on. And there is a fourth point, maybe not as prominent in some of our questions and others, but that has to do with the environment. Now, global warming itself is still controversial. It doesn't score as high as many people think it should because you've got a strong conservative Republican base who still aren't convinced that it's that glaring of a problem. But when we talk about the environment with an E, you've got a huge percent of Americans who say the government should be doing more to protect the environment. When we juxtapose the environment against, say, drilling for energy sources, things along those lines, the environment wins. When we say alternative fuels, solar, wind, those win strongly above conventional fossil fuels. All of the above scores very high with the American public. That is the government intervening to protect the environment.
Well, then, Frank, back to that clamor for better people running. Wouldn't it be best if those better people then prioritize infrastructure, jobs, and the environment?
One would think so. But if I were asked to advise somebody running for Congress or for the Senate, that's the platform I would give them. Of course, Donald Trump ran on a platform relating to the first thing that I mentioned. He said he would drain the swamp in Washington when he got there. So he was clearly aware that Americans were very negative on government. In fact, I think that's one of the reasons he won, because he was not of a government class. He was new in the government arena. So far, we don't see any evidence in our data that Americans are any more positive about government than before he took office.
Lastly, apparently it's possible to turn the notion of going grocery shopping on its head. Grocery shopping can come to your home.
Absolutely. One of the things everybody is watching is the purchase of Whole Foods by Amazon. And I've noted that Whole Foods is starting to do more and more in terms of saying you can go online and order your groceries that way, like you would any Amazon product. Right now, though, not catching on a lot with Americans. 81% of Americans say they go to the grocery store in the old-fashioned way at least once a week. That's an extremely high number. When we say, well, how often do you order groceries online? That's 4% who do that weekly or more.
I'm curious, with that 4% groceries, did you break out whether it's dry groceries or does that include fresh meat and produce and seafood, for example?
That's an excellent question, Dave. And no, we did not. I know that's one of the problems, at least in my mind. If you're ordering frozen food and fresh produce, how good is it going to look if it does get delivered to your door? But we didn't get into specifics. We just ask about it more generally.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.